This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We talk a whole lot about television on this program. Interesting, perhaps, seeing as how we're a radio show, but it's a huge industry, TV is. It's a cultural touchstone, and just on the merits, there's a whole lot of innovation going on in television right now. What we watch and how we watch it. So we're going to spend some time over the next couple of weeks talking about that in a series called Screen Wars.
No money down.
That one's in the dirt.
Commercial break.
All right, so let's talk about the elemental problem that television producers face just to get us going, getting people to watch. It's changing. We don't just sit around waiting for prime time anymore. There's Netflix and binge watching. There's social media and DVRs and more devices to watch on than you can shake a stick at. And the all-important demographics. Marlene King is the creator and executive producer of Pretty Little Liars. It airs on ABC Family, and she has a pretty good handle on all of the above. Marlene, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
For those who have not seen it or might not honestly have even heard of it, tell me about Pretty Little Liars.
Pretty Little Liars is a television show that's its own unique beast, I will say. The log line for the show was originally never trust a pretty girl with an ugly secret, and we've stayed really true to that. It's about four very pretty young ladies who have a lot of secrets, who tell a lot of lies, who have well-intentioned ideas but continue to, I'd say, go down the rabbit hole and find a lot of trouble every season.
That log line, is that like a mission statement, right?
It is. I think we stay true to that. Yes, we do.
Yeah. Do you care where this program airs, whether it's on somebody's actual TV in the living room or on a small screen or on their iPad? I mean, does that matter to you?
In the beginning, it did, because it felt like you only get counted for those numbers.
Right.
But I think that everything is changing. Now that we're being credited for even our Twitter rating, that seems to be as important as how many people are watching the show live plus DVR. So that keeps us so relevant in the minds of this entertainment community.
Well, talk to me then as a showrunner. What's more important to you as you think about the success of this show? The number of people watching on TV or the number of Twitter followers it has, which is like 2-point-something million?
I think the two go hand in hand. I feel like
I've
always said
I
don't think you can. Huh. I've said we noticed that the ratings and the Twitter activity are kind of, if we have a very high Twitter, you know, amount of tweets during an episode, or a 3-hour window is what they measure when the show airs, that the ratings are usually significantly higher too. So that Twitter noise, I call it, is usually reflected also in the live ratings.
Live ratings, that must be critical for you, right? I mean,
I think we're one of the very few shows that has such a young demographic that still has a live following. And I think that was sort of the magic in the bottle that everybody got so excited about with this show early on. It was teen girls don't watch television live very much anymore, but they are watching this show live because it is a mystery. We do have these big WTF and OMG moments, and we do have this huge social media presence. So if you don't watch it live, somebody's going to spoil it for you online. So I think that helps us.
You guys kind of got lightning in a bottle here, right, with this show and social media. And you're going to want to do it again with your next project, whatever that is. Is there a formula? How are you going to duplicate this?
That's such a good question. And I do think you're right. When people meet with me, that's sort of one of the reasons why they want to meet with me is, can you make another show and bring your social media presence with you? And I think the answer is yes. I think this demographic, especially young teen girls, young 20-something girls, I think like women under 30, they're so passionate. People talk all the time about how social media and the internet keeps us separated, but we see the opposite. And it actually gives me goosebumps when I think about it, because I see these young girls and young ladies all the time coming together and meeting and forming groups, and they have clubs and they have Pretty Large conventions that are completely outside of the realm of what we're doing. So it does bring people together.
What do you suppose television's going to be like in 25 years?
I think what's exciting about I was telling my son this the other day. This is really the second golden age of television. I think it's such an exciting time to be in TV. There's so many great shows out there and so many great places to find for your show, to sell your show, and ways for people to see television shows. I think what the future will bring, though, is – there's Netflix releases House of Cards or Orange is the New Black, and it stays relevant. People are talking about it on social media for about a month, and then it kind of goes away until the next one comes out. I think what's next is how to find a way to create a show that you binge watch, but people keep talking about all year long, and find ways to stay out there in the universe. I think that's what people are trying to do. And I think in 25 years, maybe there will be those types of shows.
Marlene King, thanks very much.
Oh, thank you so much. Happy to see you.